Good morning, everybody.
Everybody had their coffee. I'm going to try not to put you back to sleep. And I have no financial relationships to disclose. And for those of you who might not be aware, the Association of Maternal and Child Health Programs is a national resource, partner, and advocate for state public health leaders and others working to improve the health of women, children, youth, and families, including those with special health care needs. And we have several programs that are specific to children and youth with special health care needs. We're a lead partner on developing and implementing a national consensus framework for improving quality systems of care for children and youth with special health care needs. These are also known as the national standards. They were released in March 2014, and they're part of your handout for today's session. We also have a leadership institute for state Title V CYSHCN directors. We house the State Public Health Autism Resource Center, and we give out Learn the Signs Act Early State Systems grants. So that's a quick sampling, and these slides are hyperlinked if you have access to them, if you want to learn more about those. The learning objectives for my presentation today are simply to compare state Title V CYSHCN programs across the nation and identify national trends and emerging issues within those programs and across those programs. So it's very descriptive. And just some quick background, the definition that I'm using for children and youth with special health care needs is the federal definition, and those are children who have or are at increased risk for developing a chronic condition. That condition can be developmental, physical, behavioral, or emotional, and because of that condition or the risk, that these children need or use services, health care and related services beyond children, what children use generally. And so using that definition, the estimate from the 2011-12 National Survey of Children's Health, they estimate that almost 20% of children across the nation meet that definition, and that corresponds to 14.6 million children. So we're talking about a lot of children. And that estimate is ages birth to 17 years. So Title V of the Social Security Act is a federal maternal and child health block grant program. And within that program, it requires states that receive funding to facilitate or participate in a system of care for children and youth with special health care needs. And among leaders of those programs, the children and youth with special health care needs programs in states, one of their greatest challenges and priorities is ensuring that those systems of care are quality systems of care. And the state programs have a large degree of variance in what they focus on. Some are pretty narrowly focused on delivering direct care services. Others focus on enabling services. And still others are more population health focused or even looking at infrastructure and systems building or any mix thereof of those kind of four main areas. And because of this wide variance, there's really a need to understand the shared national vision for these state Title V CYSHCN programs. And in that effort, AMCHIP conducted a survey as part of our Leadership Institute for CYSHCN directors. And this activity was funded through the Lucille Packer Foundation for Children's Health. And, you know, it's a fairly straightforward methodology. It was an online questionnaire, about 16 items, primarily multiple choice questions, and some were open-ended. And what we were really trying to get at was what role the state Title V CYSHCN program plays in the larger system of care for kids and youth with special health care needs in their states. Did they have any program eligibility guidelines? What significant policy changes, if any, had they undergone in the year prior to the survey? How involved were they with health reform efforts in their states? And then what they broadly felt were their system strengths and challenges. And so this was self-reported from the directors of these state Title V CYSHCN programs. And the survey was conducted in late 2013, and we had 29 respondents, so about a 58% response rate. And so this is just the yellow stars indicate the states that that responded to the survey. So we had pretty good spread across the country, and we did have representation from each of HRSA's regions in the nation. So we were pleased that we did get responses from each region. So in terms of the role that the state Title V CYSHCN program plays in the states, the majority of programs indicated that they're really focused on enabling services. So things like care coordination, family support services, some provide respite care, transportation, but things that enable families and children to get the services they need. So there's a strong focus on that. Fewer programs, about half, focused on clinical health services, either paying for those services directly or providing those services. And also about 55% indicated that they participated in some type of quality improvement or monitoring within their program or the larger system of services for kids with special health care needs. In terms of program eligibility, the majority of state programs indicated that that children just had to meet that definition of children and youth with special health care needs. And that was the most common eligibility was fairly broad. And then they also indicated, you know, that they had an age cutoff. There was some kind of an age criteria. And then fewer programs indicated that they also had eligibility requirements based on specific conditions or diagnoses and some income limitations. About one-fifth of the states that responded indicated that, in addition to the federal Title V mandate, that their state Title V CYSHCN program also was governed by state laws or rules that specified either who the program should serve specifically or what services they should provide. And about a third of states indicated that within the year prior to the survey, they had been that their program's work or everyday functioning had been impacted by some kind of a significant policy change, either at their department or agency level within the executive or the legislative branch. Good morning. I'll see if I can do that again in about 5 minutes just to make sure you're on your toes. I meant 5 seconds. So we were also curious about children, CYSHCN, who are served by Medicaid in the states, and you know, how many of those kids or how many states were using managed care arrangements. And so you can see from this, 42% of states indicated that their CYSHCN population served by Medicaid had already been moved into managed care, and another third, 32%, were currently moving into managed care arrangements. And then the remaining approximately a quarter of the responding states were either in the planning stages of moving their CYSHCN to managed care or strongly considering doing so. So that's a pretty strong trend among the states that responded, is pretty much everything is either at or going to managed care and Medicaid. Excuse me. In terms of health reform and the Title V CYSHCN program's experience with health reform and their level of involvement, over half of the respondents indicated that their state didn't develop a state exchange. They were using the federal exchange. But then it was an even split among the states that that did develop their own exchange as to whether or not the Title V CYSHCN program had any involvement in developing that exchange. Now we're just going to talk quickly about what the program directors felt were their system strengths and what their system challenges were. So you can see here the strengths. Overwhelmingly, directors felt that strong key partnerships and strong family involvement were a really common strength across their programs, and they really felt strongly about that. And then following that was that they felt that their Title V program had a strong role in the larger system of care for children and youth with special health care needs, which was tied fairly closely to having strong executive support for that Title V program. And also program continuity and sustainability. So these things were linked, and many states felt that they were strengths for their program. Conversely, in terms of system challenges, every single respondent indicated that one of their major challenges were geographical challenges within their state. So an example of that would be the like an uneven distribution of needed providers or services across a state. Another challenge that was indicated was access to pediatric subspecialists, which can be closely tied into these geographical challenges, right? In many states, those subspecialists are clustered in one or two areas. And so everybody that lives, within a difficult distance either just doesn't have access or has to give up a lot of time to get to those specialists. And so that was common across every single respondent. Other challenges were uncertainty about future of Title V. I'm not sure how many folks are familiar with the block grant, with the Title V Maternal Child Health Block Grant, but it's undergoing a transformation right now. And there was a lot of discussion going on about that as we conducted this survey in late 2013. So there is uncertainty, and that was really impacting directors' views of their programs and the continuity and sustainability of their programs. So while program continuity and sustainability was seen as a strength, looking forward, it's also seen as a challenge because of some uncertainty at the federal level and then also within states. So, you know, we expected to see a lot of variance in terms of program focus for state programs and children with special health care needs, and we did. But we also saw some fairly common threads, such as a real focus, no matter what else that the Title V programs are doing, they are really focusing on enabling services, such as care coordination and family support. So that was a commonality. And also Medicaid managed care arrangements was another strong commonality. And, you know, as we just talked about, the greatest system strengths do include family involvement in these programs, families of children and youth with special health care needs, and being involved with programs, and just strong partnerships with other key partners in the system of care for children and youth with special health care needs. And again, the geographical challenges and the access issues were fairly common to all of the responding programs. So in terms of next steps, we're going to do further analysis. This was just a descriptive analysis for this presentation today. We're going to do further analysis of the data we've already collected, but we're also going to be fielding a couple of other surveys of these Title V directors. There's one out in the field right now that AMCHIP has around specific to family involvement, which you'll remember was one of the system strengths that a lot of programs indicated. So we'll learn more about that, exactly how families are involved. And also, we're going to do another survey once the maternal child health block grant transformation is truly underway. We're going to do another survey to look more closely at system strengths and challenges and how those are playing out in the context of the transformation of the block grant. And another key next step is in really kind of bringing these state programs together with a common vision nationally for children and youth with special health care needs. Is promoting and assisting with implementation of the CYSHCN standards, which I mentioned at the beginning, in states. And again, I'll encourage you to take a look. They're in your program handouts, and I would encourage you to take a look at those standards because they're probably applicable to your work. Did I 12 minutes? Did I do it? Thank you very much for your attention.